All right, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Strangers, guys. This is the ultimate finale, final season 12, episode 6,000. This is it, guys.
Stardate, 2075 years after.
We've returned from the future, and trust us, we're going to kill it here. but we'll dive back in. I'm Zach, I play Hez. We are joined here by John, playing Torcott.
Hello.
We've got Neb, played by Ben.
Hello, Governor.
We've got Moose, playing HW.
Oh, hello.
And we have Pi playing Seely. You muted?
No. I bet he's doing it because I was making gesture.
Yeah, I'm here.
And we are literally drug along behind the speeding car that is this game by our GM, Adam.
That's me.
That's me. Well, that's
I am the one.
Nope, we gained.
Guess what, guys? Last turn, last session, we made it through one round of combat.
Yes, we did.
We sure did.
There's like fucking 50 people on the board. You make it sound like we're taking forever. I guess we
can. Oh, no implications. Just like, I'm looking at my notes and it's just like, yep, that was one round of combat.
That was okay. One round.
We did end with one of the doors to the chamber being thrown open, and
we have no idea who's coming through.
It was the delivery girl.
No, you have an excellent idea what's going through. It is the infected horde that is the town of Bolton.
It's the infected horde, you guys.
A infected womp rat bursts through the door.
I put on my robe and wizard's hat.
Just that.
We are back at the top of the order with Canola.
She is going to say
to her two compatriots, "We've waited long enough. There is no more time for negotiation. Cleanse this room and we will glass this planet. Nothing more can be saved here." She is going to run towards. She's going to just keep running forwards. She will lunge at Carter.
Yes.
And go to take a swipe at him. Yeah. She slices at Carter and I'm going to use the first roll. When she slices at Carter, HW and Hez, you can see some runes light up on the gold filigree on his collar, the trim work on his suit. It lights up and then starts smoking as her weapon just cuts through what looks like this invisible force, like butter. It does some damage to Carter. He looks a look of surprise, and then his eyes shoot open in surprise for a brief moment as like the lightsaber lances across his chest. Doesn't kill him. It's like a light glance, but it definitely lances across him.
He's been lightly foiled.
Yes,
he has been lightly foiled.
And then his eyes light up yellow as he glares. As his eyes focus into a glare towards Canola. Carter's been hurt. You can see some
blood.
Carter's been hurt. Appears to have been hurt. Okay, that's Canola's turn. PC, who's going next?
So, I would say, with the mask off, you said I'm a little less insane, like mildly less insane, we'll say. Is that accurate?
Mildly. Keyword mildly.
Well, yes. Can I attempt a discipline roll to have, like, a moment of clarity so I can speak to the captain?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You are going to be rolling against your...
Oh, I figured it'd be against the pips I have, so...
Oh, yeah.
That's more than fine. I want the option to try to have clarity for a moment. Discipline! Ho! I failed with an advantage and a triumph.
What were you trying to do?
I wanted to tell him why I had to go.
Okay. Tell him that.
I'm trying to think of how I want to word this. He's gonna be looking at Torkot. Torkot's facing the hut right now.
Mm-hmm. He had to let go of you to shoot the hut.
Yes. And he's gonna, like, HW's gonna, like, put his hand on his shoulder and say, I have to go. I have to find the answers for my people.
E.T. phone home.
Yes. He, yes.
You stay, I go.
HW wants to sound like 100% like in earnest. Like he sounds, I envision him sounding like clear, like he first sounded when he met the group. Like he looks, he's just like, I have to go. It's the only way for me to find the answers.
Yeah, you definitely clearly deliver that message. Torkot, you receive a different message, though. I guess you don't. The way it's conveyed is definitely different, though, than how it was intended to be sent. You can see when HW was talking to you, like, there's trickles of blood rolling down from his face, from where you had ripped the mask off. Like, it didn't have the spikes injected into his head, but, like, it had clearly started fusing with his face. And his eyes are wide open and just have this crazed, wild look in them. Like, his pupils are completely shrunk and just shaking back and forth as he tells you this.
How would I see that, though? Because I'm not facing him.
He's right, you know.
You know, he's got a point.
Anyone looking at him would have seen that.
You could feel the waver in his voice.
I was going to say, his voice is definitely wavering. Like, HW tried to sound very, like, clarion and, like, steadfast in what he was saying, but it... You could hear cracks in his voice as he was speaking, and it...
Frantic.
Yeah.
Was that his turn, or was he just... Was that, like,
That's basically my turn. I only had one other thing I was going to do, but it's not an action.
I mean it's not movement a, still.
But yeah. the movement is what I was going to be doing. And he's going to make his way through the portal.
Cool.
HW's gone.
Blink of an eye.
And PC turn. Frau Hawk will see HW disappear into the portal and say, and scream, oh, well, scream. He will bellow, oh, no, you don't. And
Adam's going to stop you from going to the portal again.
No, he's already gone through the portal. Frau Hawk is going to charge towards the portal. Is anybody going to try to stop him?
Yeah, obviously. You can't run past three people and take no, just nothing. Yeah, I'll grapple with your godlike creature here to stop him.
All right, you all get a... Who's going to do what? Torkot, you're going to try to grab him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me set...
We're trying to stun him.
Let's say while Torkot grabs him, I'll smash him with my shot gloves.
We're going to tickle him till he can't move and breathe.
Oh my god, till he pees his pants.
Tickle torture. Torkot, let's do you first.
After this day, tickling will be a war crime.
See what I did there? I laughed.
Terrifying.
Okay, go for it. Hey, by the way, Torkot, did you take 2 strain for your last turn?
Nope, didn't do any combat damage.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. It says it.
Oh, I don't remember how we fucking...
I'm pretty sure we've had this conversation before, and it does say that.
Yeah.
I thought he takes 2 strain per turn.
Only when I'm actually using, like, a brawn.
You had mentioned you wanted to change it, but you never did anything, and this is the way we've always been doing it.
All right, whatever.
Finale, Adam.
Go athletics? Adam, that's an athletics roll?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Destiny Pool. Now after whoever flips something is... Ooh,
Dark Type. I upgraded it.
3 dark, 6 light.
I downgraded 4
light.
It.
4 dark, 5 light, because it was reflipped tipped.
No, it's 2 upgrade. It's an upgrade on each side, right?
Right, but I'm reading the... I'm reading the...
Alright, let's do this.
You got it set?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what kind of crazy stats this guy has.
Do it, Torque.
Woo!
Get wrecked.
5, 6 success and triumph. I think his head explodes.
What do you do to this guy? What did you say? 6? Yeah, 6 success and a triumph. What do you do to this guy?
Sorry, friend. You made a bad choice.
I mean, I'm assuming that I'm not going to just, like, pop him like a balloon.
You are going to take strain damage for this, though. This is
I will take strain damage for this. Although he started it, so he should take the strain.
Well, he definitely
can I use my extra successes to recover strain?
No. You cannot recover strain while you're berserking.
I know. That was a discussion before, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to wrap him up so he can't get to the portal for sure. What are you doing? I don't know what's allowable, Adam.
You have 6 success and a triumph. What do you want to...
Like, knock him unconscious or something.
Yeah. Like, what do you want to do, John?
You could use your glaive and dwarf chop his legs off.
No, you can't. No.
He's Why? Not
a
dwarf. Because he doesn't have a glaive and he's not a dwarf.
Let me ask you this, Adam. If I wrap him up and throw him, can I throw him back towards the doorway?
Yeah.
And when he lands, he's unconscious with the triumph?
No, that can't happen.
What?
Not with his strain.
Like, you just made it sound like I can do with whatever.
Yeah, but...
It's the finale.
Okay, so I guess you tell me what's allowable then.
Yes. Pitch me something, and then we can negotiate, is what I'm asking.
I didn't. That's
no. Like, the throw is acceptable, but not unconscious. I didn't get a chance.
Everybody stop. You can throw him, absolutely. You're not going to knock him unconscious.
You can knock him unconscious at your feet.
Okay, yeah,
or that.
I will throw him, and then I want to use my triumph for something else.
Okay, absolutely.
See? Because it's not my turn, technically.
Oh, that's also an excellent point. Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be an action, necessarily.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
So after throwing whozamacallit, I don't know his name.
Ripjaw.
I'm going to turn to Neb.
Ripjaw Frauhawk.
Tell him to follow HW. He's the captain now.
Hell yes.
Protect the group. I'm not going to be the last one surviving. Go and protect them.
Yes, sir. Can, before Neb goes, can he, like, try to shoot Carter in the head?
Well, it's not technically our turn. So
oh, yeah.
Can I use, like, the final with my triumph? Can Neb just jump through the portal?
No.
Damn it.
What? Okay, I'm just throwing out ideas. You're just shutting them down.
It's not his turn.
Exactly what you told me to
do. Okay, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to say that on not my turn.
Okay, yeah, I mean, okay.
Adam, throw Frauhawk.
Yeah, throw Frauhawk.
He gets wrapped up with this...
Charizard?
Overgrown womp rat, infected womp rat, and they are now blocking the doorway.
Thrown so hard he left his curly pink hair behind.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And the heart he's heart broken now. We are going to go to Grossada, who is going to look at Ripjaw as he gets thrown across the room. And then is going to turn around and open fire on the group.
As wow. As
I have weapons statted for them.
Who are they shooting at?
Oh, they've got fucking.
They're just aimlessly shooting into the group.
They have eight arms.
Does that mean
they have hope on their side?
You can have links or whatever, but you still have to select a target.
You go ahead and tell us what he's going to do, Adam, and we'll tell you if it's allowable.
Yeah. I guess you're the DM. You do you, man. He's got four arms.
Oh, damn.
Not eight.
Okay. Okay. How about this? They will take their guns out and start shooting wildly.
Oh, my God. No.
Like a goddamn sprinkler?
Yeah.
No, hang on.
Lucky wavy fleet alarm?
Everybody stop talking for a second. Because this didn't translate very well. Once per encounter, Gross may spend an action to allow all allies in the encounter to add an automatic success to their next skill check that round. That is improvised distraction.
That's awesome.
That is going to be what I'm saying, is they're going to shoot wildly, and because I am not a dick, I won't actually try to hit you guys. He's just going to be laying down suppressive fire.
I mean, if it's an actual roll, and you're going to try...
Wait, quick, can I grab Hez and use him as a shield?
Huh? What? No, it's not your turn. You didn't have a ready to action. So, he is going to shoot randomly...
At Neb.
All right. The three of you, Torcott, Neb, and Hez, everybody pick a number between 1 and 6.
3.
5.
3. 4.
Neb.
Nice. He doesn't.
Does not get shot.
Nope. He is just blind firing. But Canola and Ripjaw have. Success on their next turn.
Lame.
Whatever, check. Next, PC.
Next, meme. Hez is... Captain, sorry! I guess you're cool! And he's gonna dive backward. Well, before I go, I want to take a shot at Carter.
Damn it.
But I'm back on kill. His shield is down. So I'm taking this shot.
That's what I was doing. I took my turn!
I'm not gonna kill him, he's not gonna die. But I am going to also flip the light side. I'll get my own upgrade. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. I was just trying to find... I'm going to give you one setback roll because you are diving backwards as you do it.
Yep. It's like Star-Lord, baby. Yeah,
go for it.
Like Star-Lord.
His head is through the portal and he's starting to fire. Like, boop, boop, boop. It's Ned right in the butt cheek.
You dick.
Oh, man. 3 advantage.
You miss Neb's butt cheek.
Can I give Carter, like, 2 setback on his next attack? Or a setback?
One setback. On next...
One yeah. Setback's fine. That's fair. I'll do it. And I'm going to use that last one, because that takes 2 to call my thing. The last one to give Captain 1 restraint. Because I apologized.
1 what?
I'm going to have him recover 1 strain, because I apologized.
No. He can't recover strain while he's berserking.
All right, well, the next person on our team, I'll give the boost for the last one.
Okay.
Just whoever's next.
Next PC. All right.
I'll go ahead and go. I'm going to shoot Carter in the face and then jump into the portal.
I love
make
this.
Fun of me.
Carter is being attacked from all angles. The trio in front of you has said that they're going to kill all of you. Jonger is floating in front of you. There's fucking an undead horde behind you.
He has a force field.
There's a hidden vampire somewhere in the room.
Yeah, and you're like, no, fuck Carter. Fuck
him. He's a dick.
So hard. This guy deserves to die. I love it. You're going to take the same role. Wait, what are you doing, Neb?
I'm shooting at Carter's face, and then I'm going to jump back into the portal.
Okay. Yeah, you'll just take an easy roll. Go for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Blasted him right in his face, dude.
Just fucking love it.
We're success.
Yeah. Your shots, the glyphs on your gun light up. And
burn white hot like my rage.
My end. That's no. Yeah, they rip through him. The glyphs on his military uniform are lit up Like, they are white. They went from, like, a dull yellow to gold to white. They obviously mitigated some of the damage, but there are chunks missing out of Carter's body.
Woo! It's like Fallout 1 and 2. Just chunks going blip, blip, blip.
Nice.
Sure. Bloop. There goes Neb.
Neb's gone. I'm captain now.
You think that's gonna...
Nope, I'm captain. He already said it.
So I don't know where Seeley is in the room. No.
Seeley's somewhere.
No, see, you're adding blood, but you guys haven't actually, like...
Dude, I shot him in the face.
No, you didn't hit him in the face, but you guys also haven't...
You didn't get your setbacks for it.
Yeah.
So you haven't actually... Nobody's actually, like, stopped to actually look at Carter either, so...
Still shot him.
No, yeah, there's definitely chunks missing out of him. He's taken, like, his body has for sure taken damage.
Tentacles popping out of his guts.
Since I know that everyone else has gone through the portal, and I haven't seen Seeley for a while, but I assume she's still in the room. She's stealthing. I'm not going to give away her position. But I'm going to put up a salute intended for Seeley in the hopes that she survives, and I'm going to charge Carter and hit him.
Berserk mode, just going crazy.
Can you describe what your nightmare looks like before he does it? Clearly wanted to tell us what Carter looks like.
I'm looking fully on Carter. What does he look like?
Oh, there's just chunks missing from him. But roll perception. That means that a
roll. Okay.
Basically, okay. It's an average roll. Go for it.
Advantage.
Looking chunky.
Looking chunky.
He looks like Swiss cheese, that's for sure. Well, Swiss cheese is an extreme way to put it, but there are holes, and you can see
there are holes. Them.
It looks like he's taking significant damage.
But there's just like, no blood.
You don't know. You didn't get a good look. But you can see through the holes. Maybe they're cauterized, but that's the only fleeting thought you have as you charge him. Not even that. Just like, yeah, blaster fire, maybe it cauterized on the way out. Well, okay, so what is Torcott doing? Tackling him?
I'm hitting him with my shock lance.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
I don't remember. Do I just roll the shock lance, or do I just brawl to hit?
I think we've been rolling brawl.
Assassin 2 advantage.
So that's what? Your brawl plus 1?
So my shock lance is 7, but I don't know if that's...
Plus
since
brawl.
I'm hitting with that.
Plus brawn or...
So what did you
does that do? Make that 8? Or it's the... I can't remember how we were calculating it. I thought it was just the damage was how much the shock lance was, and then plus success, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So that would be 8 damage.
Where was Torcott aiming when he swung?
I don't know. I mean, I've just probably a body swing. Like, I'm just... trying to delay people for as long as possible. And Carter was closest.
Okay. Well, you hear crunching as you take this full swing into Carter. You could feel it. You could hear it and you could feel it. And you broke some ribs. Like, for sure. That was a solid hit. And you could see Carter react from a pure physics standpoint. Like, his whole body shifts along with the hit, and he looks at you and glares. I take that back. He doesn't glare. His eyes narrow for a split second. Not quite a glare. Yeah, no, you know what? I take it all back. Yeah, it is a glare. For a split second, and then he smiles as he kind of leans back into the hit and grabs a hold of the Force Lance, or Shock Lance, sorry, and just kind of looks you in the eyes and says, "Well, that was a good hit, but it's not quite good enough to end me today."
He Lord Zed's right out of there.
He's no, he's going to look at, he's going to keep holding on to it and look over to, hang on, use Dark Side Point. Look over to Jonger as he shouts at Jonger and says, "Lo Jonger, swing portal and I shall get what you deserve. Trust in your loyal subject." Lo Jonger's turn. Jonger is going to
swing me into the portal,
roll up and turn around and swing his tail right at both of you to swing you into the portal.
Oh my god.
Do do do. John, what's your athletics?
1 yellow, 7 green.
Do you know who that is? That is Vigo. You are like flies before him.
I'm going to give him 1 blue. Dark side to upgrade.
He needs all of the upgrades to make this happen.
Yeah, not all of them. Jonger's is fairly close to the similar. Bam! He's a hut.
Not one of those dice came up with a failure. They were all threat.
Jonger turns around, mutters something in Huddy's utters. Not even mutters. He just shouts something in Huddy's and batter swings his tail at the two of you and blasts you both into the portal.
You feel icky.
Boom.
The portal rejects me because it can have nothing to do with me.
Nope. PC turn. Seely is the last man standing in the room. What's she do?
Do I see Captain Torcott's grenade earlier from on the ground?
Yeah, it's like right where that's being pinged.
Right next to Jonger?
Yeah, to his left.
Will you allow me to throw the grenade I have at that grenade for a double explosion? Or chance at a double explosion?
Yeah. I like how you followed it up with chance. I was going to say, like, it's not just going to happen, but...
What if he uses a life side point?
What
if he uses all of the rest of the life side points?
Yeah, sure. If you give me all of your light side points, it can be an explosion.
A double.
Double? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Give me your points.
Have no fear. We've got stories for years.
Seely chucks her grenade she has on herself and, oh, man.
She's running, okay. She's diving, she's bayoneting, swan diving into this portal. As I southpaw my grenade towards the other grenade next to Jonger, and they both blow up.
Nice.
As I fall in the portal, I remember and miss my hat.
I think you should get a light side point for remembering the hat.
Yes.
The hat's gone.
I know, that's right. I remember to miss it.
Yeah.
No, I mean like the hat got lost at the airport.
Yeah. Yeah, this a few episodes ago when I was like, what about the hat?
It's gone.
I do like that, but no light side point. Hat's gone. It's been gone.
It flutters in through a window and falls through the portal.
So the explosion, I do like that. Oh no. That's not what I wanted to do.
She didn't even look behind her like a cool person.
And
then she put sunglasses on.
Okay, so Seely, the last thing you see as you dive through the portal is this giant explosion engulf.
No, I don't look at the explosion.
She's way too cool for that.
She's wait.
All right, fair enough. You do hear it.
It's wet and sloppy sounding.
You hear for a very brief moment, like this, what sounds like real intense double explosion, like
all the way across the sky.
And then it's as soon as you dive into this rift, it is cut out. And then you hear that, I'm not gonna make a start. You're just one instant you're in this area, and all of this is going on, and the next instant you are standing. Oh, man. Thank you guys for playing along a little bit, because I'm so glad we got to this next part.
Oh, God.
Oh, the next moment, you are standing in a whole other area.
A whole new world.
Yep.
Please, God, close my eyes!
A dazzling place we never knew.
And now I make it here. I drink a bunch of beer.
See, we thought that it was the end.
No, Christmas. This
is season 2. Told you guys. This is season 2.
We're rolling right into
everybody
it.
Everybody shut up. No, we're not. Shut the fuck up. No. All right, I've got some exposition to do. Who am I missing?
Where's Lahab?
Where's Lahab?
That's who you're missing.
Where's your...
Where is Lahab?
Your mask, sir.
Okay, so let me find where my exposition is.
You know that gif of the gentleman beating a dead horse?
What?
Yeah,
that's me standing here over Carter.
I still don't see Lahab.
He's not here.
Why?
Okay, everybody shut up for a second. As you walk through the rift, reality warps, begins to warp around you. One moment you are in Hubert's inner sanctum, the next minute you're standing on what can only be another world. An eerie silence hangs around you, save for the rasping of the rift behind you. The lake in front of you stretches out for what appears to be miles, and you can only just barely see the peaks of what most certainly must belong to massive mountains. The water, so still it can act as a mirror, is reflecting the two black globes that are hanging low in the sky. Looking up, you are able to surmise that these must be some sort of dual suns, though at the same time, you cannot for the life of you figure out what phenomena is causing them to be the way they are. You can see that the sky above you is colored a dull orange as the suns are setting. However, the suns themselves do not seem to be giving off any sort of light that is lighting this world. Looking even harder at the sky, you are able to see stars beginning to pierce through the dusk light, appearing as light motes of pitch black against the golden atmosphere above. At that moment, a gust of wind blows through the area around you, rustling what little flora exists around you. There is a giant lake in front of you that is perfectly still, and in the horizon you can see two what have to be suns setting, but they are not any star that you're aware of. Mostly because instead of giving off light, they seem to be the exact opposite, the absence of light. What's lighting the world around you, you have no idea, because all the stars in the horizon are also black motes instead of twinkling stars of light. What do you guys do? Oh, and there's a castle in front of you. I think I said that, but yeah, there's a giant castle.
Miles away past this lake.
My lord, our new quest is to find Lahab and reacquire your mask.
HW would have immediately yelled for Lahab.
There's a drawbridge over the... There's just a bridge, not a drawbridge. There's a bridge over the lake. It's about a half mile long, leading towards this castle.
Onward.
Can I hit Carter?
You can.
He won't let go of my stick.
No, when you guys got thrown through, like, you separated. Attorneys got involved.
They kept the grilled cheese machine. Sorry.
I just want to know where Lahab is.
Roll perception. I'll make it a hard roll, because he's kind of far away.
I have no more light side points.
I'll give you a boost die, because he's still carrying that stone.
Yes. Yes.
Go for it.
God damn. That die said fuck no. Four failures.
How did you have two yellow perception and then you rolled a green and a yellow perception?
The first one
was Pez rolled. Pez rolled the first one. Oh. Then it was me.
Yeah, I got one advantage and HW got...
Are we all rolling perception or just the two of them? Just the ones that care about where Lahab is.
Yes, fine that you don't care where Lahab is. I just need Lahab.
I don't know.
It's valid.
Where Lahab is.
Okay, yeah, everybody hold up. You all can roll perception, but you're not going to be rolling. It's not going to be based off of what HW. HW, you don't see Lahab anywhere, and you reach out with your psychic senses. You don't see him, and you don't feel him. Well, I take that back. You are able to percept that he is in the castle in front of you. Okay, Torkot, what are you looking for? Wait. Torkot, you at least get a success, but let's re-roll. Because anybody else that wants to roll perception now.
Oh, shit. Neb definitely knows where the hob is.
Well, we'll start at the top. Neb, what are you looking for? Because you have a triumph.
I want to see, like, the full view of this castle and shit that's, like, miles away across this lake. I want to see whatever. I want to be able to... I want to see everything across this lake.
The lake is still as glass, which is somewhat unnerving because there is a... Every once in a while, there's a breeze that blows through this clearly desolate landscape. Like, there are plants that you have never seen before, never even heard described before around you, that seem to be in various stages of decay. But every time you look at them, they seem to be... They're not dead, but they're not alive either. Which kind of seems to be par for the course for the entire landscape around you. Like I said before, there the two suns that you notice the landscape. The wind blows. There's a desolate breeze that blows through, and instead of hearing any rustling, it's just the wind blowing across your ears. That is what you hear. Yeah, exactly like that. But nothing moves, and that's when you're looking across the lake, and it hasn't, like, the water's not moving either. And that's where you notice that the suns, like, the reflection of the suns across the water, like, those are two pitch black voids of nothingness hanging in the sky that are somehow illuminating this world. And then you look at the castle, and the castle itself seems to be jutting out at non-Euclidean geometry is what you think. Nothing's coming out of the ground at right angles. It's all sort of odd. So not at right angles. They're coming out and seeming to warp in and out back to what would be perpendicular. But every time you look at it, it's just not quite right. Yeah, Euclidean. Non-Euclidean. Thank you.
Isn't that a geometric thing that the geometry is all wrong?
Yeah.
It's, well, not, identifiable shapes?
Kind of. Euclidean geometry is, everything's right angles.
Hmm. Oh, so here everything is, curved or diagonal?
Yeah.
Or spiral?
Well, non-Euclidean geometry is kind of so our planet is curved. You can never truly be perpendicular with the planet, right?
Okay.
But, this here is, very clearly not perpendicular.
Gotcha.
Not
Minecraft.
Is this where you start talking about your flat Earth theories?
Yeah, there's a giant crust, and we're in the middle of it. God damn it!
Don't forget the hollow Earth. I mean, it's flat.
And then,
can I percept the ice wall?
No, no one can.
It's the Thunder Man.
You can roll, but I'm just gonna tell you no. So
we already rolled. We both succeeded.
And I succeeded.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you succeeded in your failure. No, you can't proceed. I'm sorry. There is no ice wall. But even if you could, if you're doing flat Earth, no, there is. You can't perceive it because of some cabal for some reason wants to make a deep dish Chicago pizza.
What?
I mean, that's basically what it is.
I just want to see any signs of distress from Lahav's landing.
Nope, you see some footsteps in the ground.
Towards the castle, I assume?
Uh-huh.
This way, my lord!
It was basically walking towards the drawbridge, which is made out of,
I carved his name on the bottom of his shoe, so I always knew where he was. Just in case he got lost.
The bridge in front of you is made out of cobblestone.
Oh, it is Minecraft.
It looks... It's not quite cyclopean, but it's pretty fucking... rudimentary in its design. A lot of mortar and concrete.
Cool.
Yeah, that's basically all of you percept, except the desolation. Besides Neb, all of you, well, Torcott, this place is wrong. I'll give you that.
You just start puking.
Yeah. Roll.
Constitution.
Yeah.
Is that what it is in this one? No.
Probably resilience.
Resilience.
Roll resilience, and then take 2 strain on top of that. This is wrong. Everything you see in front of you, Torcott, is wrong.
Looks fine to me. Come, Ambrosius.
Woo! Torkot.
Success, 4 advantage, and a
You feel yourself reeling from just this overwhelming repulsion. Everything about this planet is wrong, but you are able to dig deep right when you think you're about to break, and you steel yourself mentally and physically, and you're able to withstand this existence that you're now in right now.
And with my triumph, my berserker stats become permanent.
No! Get the fuck out of here with that.
But you lose all intelligence and willpower.
Yeah, you just blindly start Done. Murdering everyone.
Done! He just becomes the Hulk.
Oh, okay. So, everybody... Did
Adam, roll? Because of my past, what uh-huh. ancestors or whatever, do I know who the Yellow King is or about the Yellow King?
You've rolled this before, and no, you don't.
Do am I starting to remember once I see this alien landscape?
Yeah, now he's like in it.
Yeah, you can make another roll. I'm gonna.
What did we roll before? Was that lore?
Yeah. But I'll give you a boost die. Two boost. Because
we are here.
I'll give you 2 boost die. It's gonna be a hard with 1 red die. Go for it.
Damn. 2 failures and 5 advantage.
The longer that we are here, can I get another boost added to it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, can I roll another lore check with my
boost? Not
too
right
soon.
Now.
Too soon.
You do know that you're on Carcosa. You look as you're looking at the 2 suns that are sinking below the horizon, there's a word that sticks out in your mind, and that word is Carcosa. Oh, wait, hang on. Let's see if
I throw up a little bit in my mouth.
Carcosa. Wait. Carcosa is what sticks out in your head.
Like a GPS fucking coordinate. You've arrived at Carcosa. Your destination is on the right.
When you hear those words in your head, you know that that's just, you can't remember it, but it's definitely part of a poem or some stanza or something that you just can't remember the rest of it to. But it's not the start, it's not the beginning, it's just a part of it. What are the rest of you going to do?
HW runs for the castle where Lahab is.
Yeah, and I'm following, or like right there with him, riding my ranch as a pony.
Ride on it.
And I'm following them as well.
Carter's going to spit up some blood and just say, wait.
As we're running, can I turn around and shoot him with my gun?
Yeah.
In the face.
Okay, so you're going to take a lot of setback for that.
It's 2 for the called shot.
But he's also running while he's doing it.
That's fine, yeah. I'm just saying at least 2 for the called shot.
Oh, yeah, 2, 3.
Okay.
I guess what I meant was no more than...
Yeah, go for it. You miss.
Damn.
As you're running away, you turn around, try to aim your shot right at his face, and it zings by.
Right under his head and hits the ground.
No, it's kind of like far and wide. Whatever. Not far and wide, but it's a wide.
Way off.
Way off.
Way off.
More the like double doink. Not way off. Way off. Carter's gonna say, wait, let me offer you this. Carter's gonna say, I think we can all agree that we don't want Jonger to receive the power that resides in that castle. I know the key and what it takes. As long as you don't kill me.
I grab Carter by the foot and start dragging him after the group.
Okay. We walk into the castle.
That's miles away. We're already there.
It's half. It's like a quarter.
It takes about
7 days.
And no.
7 days.
That's interesting. So, it feels like it takes probably about 2 days to do, but then when you get to the front gate, there's these big double doors that are in front of you. Really, really ornate. And if, well, I guess in front of those double doors, there is this giant cartouche or engraving in front of the double doors. This placard, if you will. There we go. That's the word. There's a giant placard that's carved into stone that you have to walk past to get to the double doors that open into this giant castle. What seems like 2 days, by the time you reach there, you look up into the sky and the suns have barely sunk, have barely moved down into the horizon. And just basing your look, basing like how close the size of the suns and like how they're moving, like you couldn't have moved more than a couple hours. Or wait, this couldn't have taken more than a couple hours, but it definitely, like you feel, took days to move. As you go to walk in to there, Hez, you can read this.
Cool.
The carving reads, along the shore, the cloud waves break. The twin suns sink behind the lake. The shadows lengthen in Carcosa. Strange is the night where black stars rise. And strange moons circle through the skies, but stranger still is Lost Carcosa. Songs that the Hyades shall sing where flap the tatters of the king. Must die unheard and dim Carcosa's song of my soul, my voice is dead. Die thou unsung as tears unshed shall dry and die in Lost Carcosa.
This place is freaky.
HW, you noticed as you've been walking across the bridge, Hez's shitty vest has definitely started to shimmer as there are numerous glyphs, like, just engraved across the whole thing.
Don't forget I have that idol.
Did you actually take it with you?
Yeah, it's been in my bag this whole time. Or in my pocket or something.
Yeah.
Every once in a while he reaches in and grabs it, you make me roll discipline checks.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, you can also see this thing in Hez's pocket. Well, it'd be in his backpack. It's too big to be a pocket. There is a giant glowing mass of yellow in his backpack.
It's like radioactive.
Yeah. You can see Hez reading this thing, reading this glyph. And it is entrancing, this radioactive mass that is in his backpack.
Okay.
You guys gonna plow through the front door?
Do I see any sign of Lahab?
Actually, the door's cracked.
Yeah, Hez is definitely going to kick it in, because it's the one time he feels like he can.
Alright. Yeah, door opens. You find yourself sitting in a giant receiving, or like an atrium.
There's a whole ass other boss fight in here?
Is there?
We do the Pokemon gym battle? Take the left wall, go to the right side, you can bypass all of the other trainers you get.
No, that's where the hidden secret, super secret.
Let's do it.
This entryway is completely empty.
And we all pull out positron colliders and blast this dude away.
You do see Lahab sitting in front of...
Oh, God.
So there's like a skeleton thing sitting there, but I just need that as a placeholder. There is there's a skeleton sitting on a throne in front of you. The throne is made out of bones.
Dead people.
Yeah, bones. Not corpses, just bones, spines, ribs.
It's made out of people.
The back of the throne chair is multiple spines branching out and then weaving back in to flare out in some sort of like peacock fashion. I would say like a rising phoenix, but like this is that's not this, because this is not rising and it is not coming back to life. This is definitely a throne of death.
And Lahab is the pet.
No, Lahab is just kneeling in front of it.
Oh, God.
On a mountain of skull.
Lahab is like rage.
Pain. I sat on a throne of blood. What was will be. What is will be. Now is the season of evil.
Lahab is just kneeling right in front of
him. No, not Vigo. You were like the buzzing of flies to him.
No.
Ah, yes. Command me, Lord.
Lahab is just kneeling at the bottom of these steps. He has the mask tucked under his arm. What do you guys do?
What is this, like Ragnarok? Dude's gonna fucking put on his eternal flame mask. Gonna destroy Asgard.
Actually, as soon as you guys all walk in, Lahav is going to walk up to HW and say,
"My lord, the mask, it bids return to you."
And put the mask back on HW's face.
Okay.
Hooray! Masks!
Somebody stop me.
HW, as the mask goes onto your face, you have another brief vision. Your vision shows you... You have two visions. One is just a brief flashback to the writings on the glyph outside the castle, and you're able to translate. Like, you're not quite sure how, but you're able to read it. And then you have another vision further back to your ancestor as he is discussing. He's pouring over the readings. It's that same scene that you had the last time where he's pouring over his readings, but his or his research, but his assistant is with him. And you're reading over, and they're both, they seem to be in a heated discussion where they are arguing about whether or not the translation is correct. And the translation, this, you're shaking your head the entire time because you know that they're correct, and they just don't want to admit it, because the translation is, only in death can our inheritance be received. And, like, okay, that's what you're reading at. Like, you're reading the writings, and, like it's Polaroids. Not Polaroids.
Polaroids.
Yeah. We're space, future, past. No, like, they're the data pads, like, the pictures on the data pads, and then their notes. Like, it's that's the only thing it can say. And you're reading that, and then you kind of snap out of it for a second in this vision, and they're both looking at you, and they aren't arguing anymore. You lock eyes with both of them, and they say,
"You know what to do."
And then you're back in this room with the mask on your face, and you can see HW with this glowing mask in his backpack, and
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, sorry. Has that glowing mask in his backpack. And you can see that there's sort of this overlay over his vest. And it looks a lot bigger than what it should be. And for a brief moment, you think to yourself that this is a very clever ruse. Whoever did this was trying to hide something very important.
Okay.
There is my exposition. What are you guys going to do?
We're all going to have weird tea and say, "Wow, what a crazy adventure that was, guys."
Just so we know, this is basically just one giant receiving room. It looks like there's lava, but it's not. Just picture it as, like, ornate marble.
But it's very hot marble.
I suppose HW would look at Hez and say, "Hez, I need your backpack."
Oh, right away, my lord. Just hands it to you.
You reach in and grab what is... You guys haven't seen this statue.
Nope. Only me and Ben have.
Deep. Ooh.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
So you are looking at...
The thing is creepy.
There we go.
Ah,
thank you.
You pick that up and start staring into its eyes.
Oh my god.
As you start staring into its eyes, you hear this static starting to build up. And static actually kind of, it starts to build to a crescendo, and then just right when you think it's going to be so loud that you can't think anymore, you hear the words of your ancestors speaking to you saying,
"Break it."
You going to break it?
Yeah.
So you smash this on the floor, and out of it comes
it's a me, portrait. Chucky.
Yeah, a portrait?
It's Dobby. The house elf.
Oh my god.
I give him a sock.
Yeah.
Instant sock.
That was the sock. Easter egg. You solved the entire story without having... No.
The invisibility cloak.
Yeah, right. No.
He snaps his fingers and we end up on a beach.
The parchment that drops out of it, and it is a parchment, details some very... You're impressed, HW.
I like being impressed.
Whoever came up with this concealment, concealment being a very loose way to describe this. We're basically going to be doing extrapolation? No. I don't remember what the word is. Storytelling at this point. Whoever did this was very concerned with concealing whatever that was that they were trying to conceal. You see some diagrams of a vest.
Some pants.
Yeah. No. Some tearaway pants, too. It's kind of weird, but...
Yes. I had a pair of those. They were the best.
Okay. It's the diagram of a cloak, and then, like, an extrapolation of a vest, with a very intricate pattern of glyphs written all over it. You're able to very easily intuit that this vest is what the vest, whatever had been transformed into this vest, is what Hez is wearing right now. And you can easily undo it.
Well,
undo this concealment or transformation. Star. You took the vest, right?
Transformation. He took the backpack.
Oh.
The back. Yeah, because that's where the statue.
You can undo this vest, what's been done to this vest, if you so choose.
Ooh.
There's an intricate pattern. There's a series of... It's like a lock that needs to be unlocked.
Gotcha.
Don't judge me. Words are hard.
Exposition
is what I was looking for earlier, too. We're going to be doing a lot of exposition. This is the epilogue.
Would HW know that that would be, like, detrimental to Hez if that happens? Or does he not know what would happen if he...
Oh, it wouldn't hurt Hez. It would just undo the binding that was done on this piece.
He would absolutely do it, thinking he was helping Hez.
As you do it, a brilliant golden light shines out from the cloak.
Star, crystal, transformation!
Okay, Sailor Moon. Yeah, it goes from a vest out to a very, to you, a very regal cloak. Everybody else, this thing looks tattered as fuck and reeks of death.
How dare.
Well, everyone besides HW and Hez.
These are fineries from a
look at my fineries.
Look upon my fineries. Weep.
HW, you see this and know that this is the mantle.
Hooray!
Hooray.
It's all he's ever wanted.
The rest of the party hasn't talked for a while. What is everybody thinking?
I mean, Torcott doesn't want to be here at all, but doesn't know how to get out either, so...
Just watching. Seeley, what are you thinking?
Essentially the same thing. Like,
foreskin.
Okay.
Thinking HW. that little statue is exactly what I look like in the morning, waiting for the coffee to be ready.
On the Yep.
Finally.
Agreed.
All right, then. HW, are you going to take the mantle from Hez?
Oh, absolutely, he will.
All right. Well, you hear in the back of your...
Right away, my lord. Hez begins to disrobe.
Against the stroke.
These are fineries. I have to be delicate when I...
You hear in the back of your head... your ancestors speaking again.
Only in death.
Ooh, only in death.
Can the power we receive...
You... can interpret that a couple of ways.
Do I see an altar anywhere?
Just the throne. You are able to see that the skeletal remains, like, it's not even skeletal, it's mummified remains, look like they were wearing a mask, and crown at one point, because there are some pretty clear indentations on the mummified flesh, where like something was clearly sitting on there for a while and then was removed.
What?
There's a dagger sitting in the middle of the chest of that thing too.
And we still have Carter with us, being drug along by his foot.
Oh yeah, I was just trying to find him.
Oh, he's right here. Shake, 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 shake.
He would seek to make Carter a sacrifice to Diego. It's actually written in the.
If you build it.
Well, I'm not joking. I'm pretty sure at one point I wrote that Carter should be a sacrifice to the glory of Diego.
And think sure that's a fact.
Yeah, sure. Fact. So you guys gonna drag him up on there?
Do it.
I want that dagger though.
Torcat, you gonna do that?
Does your hatred of Carter count for more?
Yeah, that's really tearing me up, because like I don't want to be involved in this place at all, but like,
but I hate Carter so much. I'm
on board with killing Carter, so yeah, I'll drag him up there.
Okay. I love it.
We'll see where this goes then.
We're about to give Carter ultimate power.
Great.
I fucking love it. Yeah, you guys.
As take a step down the stairs from your leader.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be equal.
You're right. You guys walk up the stairs and shove this. I'm assuming you're going to shove the mummified corpse off of the throne.
Yes.
Wait, we're going to put Carter in the throne to kill him?
Yes. That's where the person was stabbed.
All right. Another weapon in my wheel.
All right. We're doing it.
Yeah, but does Carter need to be wearing, like, the mask and the mantle and all that when you stab him?
Dacew's not taking that shit off.
Excellent question, John.
Yeah, but if the mummy was sitting on there dead with all that stuff on...
Then why doesn't the mummy get it to wear it?
Then we'll cross that bridge.
Why don't we just put it all on the mummy?
HW set you, Torcott, you set him on the throne, and HW, you go to pierce his chest with that knife in the exact fashion that the previous corpse was pierced, and Carter gasps again and smirks and says, "You fool," and his head leans down, and nothing happens. And HW, you hear in the back of your head again,
"Only in death can the power be received."
I put on my robe and wizard's hat. No, I would say,
"Hold out my gun."
HW will have a flash of brilliance and insanity, and he's going to use his muscly arms to shove Carter's corpse out of the throne. And he will sit down and instruct Lahab to stab him.
Oh, no.
My lord?
Lahab. Oh, man. I can't grab Lahab. Lahab does that.
Of course he does. He does what he's told.
Yeah, he does. He's just going to nod and say, "As you will, my lord." A lot of things happen all at once. You feel that piercing, like that red-hot pain as the knife goes through your chest, pierces your heart. And you feel the life force ebb out of you. Everything goes black. And you're, for a split second, you think, "Wow, that was real fucking dumb." And then a light starts to well within you.
Psych!
Starting at the mask. And then bleeding out through... It goes up through the crown. And then bleeds out through your body. And you feel power. And that's putting it lightly. Like, as you think you're gasping your last breath, you breathe in again and are astounded by what you breathe in. Like, what you lived before was not life. This is living. You look everything around you. You look at everything around you, and you are astounded by how slow it all moves and how little it is. You see things moving around you, like not as like you're walking through, it is as if you are walking through time, where the things around you are moving slice by slice. You are just existing. Everybody else, what you see is HW slowly beginning to levitate up off of the throne and beginning to glow with a brilliant yellow light.
Is it brilliant?
HW, for a split second, you think that you have received the will of your people. And then you hear another voice in your head that says,
not quite.
And you are suddenly, it's like you are shoved out of your body. It's an out-of-body experience. And you are...
Hella tacos, man.
Able to witness as your body is transformed into this thing that it was not. As it turns...
The man bat.
The cloak on it begins to billow out into that wind that you could feel outside.
Told you that fest was awesome.
And the mask begins to fuse to your face and the crown fuses to your head.
Hooray! Hooray!
Hooray! And you are able to understand that what you're looking at in front of you, what was once your body, is now Haster's. Some know him as the King of Yellow or the Lord of Death, but you know that that is not yours anymore. And the being that possesses your body looks at you and says,
I'm rubber, you're glue.
Mate, I was bound for so long, but now I'm free. I will use this to the utmost.
As he gestures to his body.
Hooray! I'm helpful.
The entire planet starts shaking around you, and that noise that you hear, that you had heard when in Hubert's lair, starts to is the same noise all over again. It feels like the planet's about to tear itself apart, but like not even the planet, like reality around you starts to, like, those little tears that you saw in Hubert's lair start to sprout up all over the place.
Hez is just kneeling the whole time.
And while you're doing that, or while you're noticing that, Carter's supposed corpse starts to laugh.
Take his body.
And you hear him in this really raspy voice start to say, well, it's about damn time. I was beginning to think that you weren't ever going to reach this moment.
Same here.
Carter's corpse begins to stand up. You all notice that it is not bleeding blood. It's not bleeding black blood. It's not bleeding anything. It's just not bleeding. And as it talks to you, or as it gives... somehow shambles its way up to standing, it says,
well, it was a long road, but we have finally reached the end. I didn't think we would ever make it to this point, but here we are, and it was worth the wait. Congratulations, you have awakened Haster and ruined this reality. sorry, hang on a second.
sorry, hang on a second is what Doug
does. Damn it, Adam.
Yeah, as he speaks. Yeah, like these just riffs start appearing all over the room.
Take it,
and that, like,
rips, dude.
Remember how I said, like, it's not like a portal, it's literally like a tear. These tears are appearing everywhere, like they can't withstand what is in this room. And as Haster coalesces into his full power and begins to leave, it looks nonplussed with you or anything around you, and you can feel yourselves all being sucked into these different rifts as reality is sundered around you. But as you're all sucked into these different portals, you can hear Carter's voice.
That creepy one again?
Yeah, is the last thing you hear.
No, not him. Anything but him.
All you hear is...
Thanks for the entertaining trip.
So long. Thanks for all the fish.
It was worth the wait.
And then you're all sucked out.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, what? That's the last thing you hear before you...
What is this? Do we have any idea what his connection to Haster is?
No, because you guys never bothered to look it up. So, that is the end of that campaign. Now do you want to ask questions?
Zach, repeat your question now.
Hey, yeah, no. Who the fuck is...
That Carter was possessed by Nyarlathotep, who is the emissary of the gods, the outer gods. His whole goal is... He's kind of like the Loki.
He's like the Silver Surfer.
No.
He heralds the Galactus coming to eat your planet.
Kind of, but he's like Silver Surfer crossed with Loki. Like, his whole thing is like he's supposed to be their emissary, but is like he's done it so many times that he's bored with it. And is just entertaining himself.
Gotcha.
Nice.
But because you guys never really bothered to delve into it.
Do the chickens have large talons?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it was going to keep me up tonight.
Well, everyone at home, it finally fucking happened. We made it to the end. That was pretty good. Thanks, Adam.
Did you enjoy it? Like, I hope you did.
That was a very nice turn of events.
It was fun.
Hope everyone who was watching enjoyed. Thanks for hanging out.
HW's just busy getting stabbed. It's fine.
I think this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Did I? So HW, your consciousness was thrown through that one of the rifts.
Well, yeah. I didn't necessarily think he was like dead. Like whatever. Yeah. Like
your consciousness was thrown out and your body was taken over.
Hooray!
Right, so check us out on TalesOfTheOuterRim.com. You can find links to our show, the charity, the Donate for Destiny charity that we're working with Child's Play. Find us on Spotify, Apple, Google, all that jazz. Like the music for the show, check out Steph Make Peace on SoundCloud at Make Peace. She does the music, she does a great job, and photography is fun. The Life Day stuff's on there. Without further ado, we'll close the campaign as we close them all with a have a good night, and may the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
Farewell.